hard work or smart work. There are hundreds of videos on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram about doing hard work, about doing smart work. But I say crap on these words. There is nothing like hard work or smart work. See, there are different levels of consciousness. At level 1, we are a victim of situation. If you are watching this video or listening to this podcast right now, you are already at level 2. You are already on level 2. For those two words, for you, those two words should not even exist. Because whatever you do, you're doing it with a purpose. You're doing it to fulfill a mission, to accomplish a mission. And it might seem a bit crazy, but think about it for a second. Through all your life, you were told not to do this and not to do that. Every single day by every single person you have ever met. And eventually, those things got hardwired in your brain. Your subconscious mind registers those things until some tragedy happens. Some tragedy happens which forces you to do that very particular thing which your subconscious mind is continuously telling you not to. Did that thing, or maybe right now you are doing that thing, and that's what separates you from level 1 to level 2. That's when you started your transition from level 1 of consciousness to level 2 consciousness. That's when you erased the word hard work and smart work from your dictionary, from your vocabulary, because these two words should not even exist for you. For you, these two words are just words, because all you are right now, it's in your mind. And you know that you can shape the world, and you will shape the world, you will reshape the world, whether it is your world or someone else's world. You will reshape the world the way you want, and you will do it. And for that, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your mental health. You need to take care of your personal health. You need to take care of your professional health. What does it take? I say, nothing. No hard work, no smart work. All it takes, your subconscious mind. That's it. This is all it takes. This is it. That's it. Subconscious mind is the key for to do anything. Anything. Thomas Edison used to say it. Thomas Alva Edison used to say this: ideas come from space. It's hard to believe, but it is true. Ideas come from outer space. Now, with outer space, he means subconscious mind. The mind which we can't see. The mind which we cannot access easily. The mind which is not easily available to us. But the mind which is dominant. But the mind which is helping our conscious mind to make each and every decision we do on daily basis. Everything we do, we think with our conscious mind. But behind that thinking, behind that step, behind that action, the motivation to do that particular thing comes from our subconscious mind. So now I want you to do a small, a simple task, a very simple task to reshape your own world. You want to shape your reality, you want to reshape your own world, you want to be happy, you want to achieve something, you want to get promotion, you want to get rid of smoking, want many things. Now, I only want one thing from you. I'm gonna tell you exactly what to do and how to do and how long to do. Let's get started. All you have to do is every night, just before you sleep, take a notepad and a pen. Write down everything that comes to your mind, no matter how awesome or shitty it is. Just write it down. On the following morning, read it again and again, and you'll realize you will make sense out of it. You will definitely make sense out of it. But again, now think what modifications you want here, what addition you want here, what deletion you want here. Do that modification right away. Now, the next night, what you have to do is write about those modifications, those additions, those deletions just before you sleep. You are dizzy, you are feeling sleepy. This is exactly the right time to do this thing. Exactly the right time. When you are sleepy but not sleeping, you are into a different state of mind, which we call theta state. In theta state, it is very easy to access our subconscious mind, to get information from our subconscious mind, or to add information to our subconscious mind. It is very easy. So all you are doing is you are accessing nature's clock to enter your subconscious mind. You are accessing your own biological clock to access your subconscious mind and change your own reality. Add something to it. Modify something to it. Thank you so much.